Hello up in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Frail Show. I'm your host, the Papa Frail, and tonight we're going to have a little fun on the phones. You know, week after week, I have to stand behind this bulletproof glass and dodge irate phone callers, but tonight, it's my turn to go on the offensive. That's right, Papa Frail and Mama Belle are teaming up to reach out and pull someone's leg. After all, it is April 1st, a.k.a., also known as, April Fool's Day. I'm the Prell, and you're the fool. At least if you don't listen to my show, because you're not going to be prepared for the gag, see? Until it's too late. Well, let's see. I've got my giant phone book here, and somewhere in there is your number and your friends, and let's have a peek and see who's going to be our first surprise guest, shall we? I'm just going to pick a number here at random. Past the peas, of course, just kind of in memory of the Prells. They deserve better than this. We're here to the M's. That looks like a good letter. I never did like M's very much. Let's see, the Nelsons. Oh, went too far there. Monroe. Morgan. I better not call that one. How about this one? Maddock. I never did like Maddock. That was a terrible TV show. Let's see if they're going to enjoy a little April Fool's edition here. That's the number here. Just stay tuned. Sit tight. We're going to have real fun here. I wonder if they're going to be ready for this. I do hope someone's home. I haven't tried these numbers before. Of course, we got a whole phone book. If they're not there, no problem. We'll just try. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Maddox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you looking for someone?
Anyone...
Hold on, I can't hear you. Let me turn on the television.
Thank you.
You're saying?
Oh, I'm calling from a radio station here, and you're on the air right now.
I am?
Is that all right?
Listen.
Oh, great. Well, we were just wondering if maybe you might like to earn a little bit of money.
Yeah, of course.
It's just as easy as
Am I really on the air?
You're on the air right now. And, you know, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because all you gotta do is go in and get 6 dishes. You got 6 dishes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And you take those dishes and you smash them for us one by one.
Wait, you want me to break my dishes?
That's right, but listen what we give you. We give you $50 per plate.
Oh, $50 per plate, and you know, you break 6 dishes, and so that's like,
It's $300, lady. I mean, you can buy a lot of good dishes.
Well, gosh, you know, most of my dishes are plastic. I mean, I only have, like,
It's gotta be glass. Glass, or no deal.
I don't know if I have, like, all I have is, like, good stuff that's,
Hey, $300, you can buy, you know, nice, brand new stuff. No chips, no problems.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, I'll do it, okay?
Okay. Remember, you're on the air. You gotta, can't let down our listeners.
Plates. Here I go.
Okay, wait, you gotta, are you in the kitchen now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, you got some, get some plates out there. Six of them now. Gotta be 6.
Okay, I got 6 plates. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, go out into the porch have to clean up the mess in the kitchen.
The little kid's feet. I understand. Well, we're workable partners here, so why not?
Okay, well...
Yeah.
All right, I'm out on the porch now, and I've got my plates.
I hope the neighbors don't see this.
God,
they may think
so
you got a little crazy there.
They would absolutely die if they saw what I did. Okay, I'm ready to break my plate.
Okay, $50 a plate. That's worth it.
Okay, here we go.
All righty.
All right, we're going now.
Okay. Oh, that's number one. That's a big $50 bill.
This is a mess.
Oh, that did break there. Okay, that's $100.
Oh, this is my husband's favorite old plate.
Number three. That's, $150. Keep it going.
Okay, here we go. This is a
big one. Number four. That's, $200. Well, come on now. Keep it going.
Okay,
it's gotta be six. Six or nothing. Wait, did we hit? Did you do it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, and there that's number five. That's, $250. One more. And number six. I seem to have lost that caller. April Fool's. Well, I'm really sorry. I hope if she's out there listening audience that she calls back. Oh, did I forget to tell her the name of this station? Did I forget to do that? I am so pathetic sometimes. I really got to get this routine down more. Well, I hope somebody passes on. Did we get that name? Oh, and I closed the phone book. I can't even remember who it was I was calling. Well, I guess that's a breaks. Well, anyway, it was fun listening to, and it was all in the name of fun, so I'm sure she can't be too upset. Let's see. What else do we have here in the way of... Oh, I had another idea that would be some real fun. It's going to involve a little bit of overseas operator action, so just bear with me, please. Let's see here. Gotta call that the operator. See if that operator's home.
Operator, may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to reach the overseas operator or exchange or whatever.
One moment, please.
Thank you. This is so simple.
Overseas operator, may I help you?
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm visiting America, and by golly, if I didn't have my wallet picked, you know, it had all my phone credit cards in it, as well as my phone numbers, and I'm trying to call a friend back there in Scotland and let him know what happened, but I don't have his number, and I don't even have my credit card number with me. Could you look up that number for me?
Can I have a city and a name, please, sir?
Yes, it's McDonald, Scotty McDonald, and the city, eh? What's the big city over there? Edinburgh, that's the city, of course, how could I forget?
Just
a moment,
please.
Sure. That's a close one.
Still checking.
Didn't know you were still there.
Abby Samuel McDonald.
Oh, that's him. Of course, I call him Scotty. That's his nickname. Could you connect us and you could just charge whatever the information costs to his call off? So I'm sure he'll accept the charges.
And your name, sir?
McDonald. Ron McDonald.
Just a moment, please.
Sure. People are so gullible. This is going to be fun, eh? I wonder what time it is over there in Scotland. It may be, really early. Might be really late. Here we go. It's still there.
Hello?
Good morning, sir. I have a collect call from the United States. This is the overseas operator. It's from a Ron McDonald. Will you accept charges, please?
Ron McDonald? Who's that?
It's his cousin. Tell him it's his good friend.
I don't know who that is.
You know me. Go ahead, take the charges. Trust me.
Will you accept charges, sir?
All right, I'll accept the charges, sir.
How you doing there, Sammy? It's me. Ron. Ron McDonald. You know me.
Ronald?
Sure. We met on the train where you lost your luggage. Remember? You lost all your luggage on the train? The cork fell out.
I don't know. Don't
sure. Sure, I'm the one that loaned you. You needed a rubber, and I gave you mine. Remember?
A rubber?
Yeah, that's what you call erasers.
Well, sir, I'm trying to remember you.
Oh, yeah. Remember your remember you wanted a fag, and I gave you an extra fag. That's what they call cigarettes over there, folks.
I don't smoke fags no more.
You don't smoke them anymore. Well, you know, maybe I do have the wrong number. I guess it's possible. This is the McDonald's, so... Hey, wait a minute. Remember that I'm the one that put in the order for the Big Mac and the extra fries.
You think you're from America?
I'm from America, right. Could you add a Coke on that and maybe give me an apple turnover while you're at it?
I don't know McDonald in America.
Oh, my goodness. I must have the wrong number. Well, thanks for taking the charges anyway, and have a happy April Fools, all right? Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Just a little bit in the way of international... international goodwill and trying to help us abroad, our image abroad. Well, those Scots, they have a wonderful sense of humor. I'm sure he'll understand. Well, anyway, let's get on to our next little stunt here because we're running out of time. Let's pick on the Jays a little bit, shall we? What's a big popular name here? Oh, Johnsons. We got pages and pages of Johnsons. Let's give them a call, huh? See what they're up to. Okay. Around, around, around she goes. Where she lands, nobody knows. Who will be our mystery winner here?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Johnson residence?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some wonderful news for you, sir. Do you subscribe to a magazine?
Well, a couple, yeah.
Would you like to subscribe to some more? Just kidding.
Not necessarily.
I'm just kidding, Niv. Actually, I'm calling with some wonderful news. You're winner of our publisher sweepstakes. When you subscribe to your magazines, you are automatically put into our pool of applicants. And I'm calling to let you know that you're our big winner.
Well, I've heard this kind of stuff before.
No, seriously. You're not going to believe it. I don't believe you now. This is the Johnson's residence, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what magazines do you subscribe to?
Well, Well, there's several. Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, yeah, I got you down for that.
Let me think, what is the other one? McCall.
That's
My
correct.
Wife gets that.
That's correct. And can you guess the other one?
I don't know. What's that other magazine we get?
So gullible. And yet,
well,
so
yeah, that's right. I get Playboy.
And Playboy, you're the winner. That's absolutely, that's exactly what I have here. McCall's Playboy and the other one there, too. So you guys are the winner. Why, is there someone else there with you? Your charming
wife? Yeah.
Well, won't she be glad to know? You're not going to get...
We won something.
You sure did. You won a tremendous amount of money here, sir.
Well, I guess so. That's the three we get.
That's absolutely correct. And you want to know how much you won, sir?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
As a matter of fact, yes, I am.
Oh, you're going to need to be sitting down for this, sir. $1 million. Can you get a load of that? $1 million to be paid over you over the course of 3 years.
Come on.
No, seriously, it's $333,000.33.
You just won $1 million.
That's correct.
My wife doesn't believe it.
Well, it's
Well, talk to her for a second, will you?
Certainly will.
Here.
Hello? Hello, is this Miss Johnson?
Yes.
I've been trying to reach you folks all week long to inform you that you're the $1 million winners of the Publisher Sweepstakes.
Really?
That is correct. $1 million. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, we could send the kids to college.
I bet you could. A very good college at that. How many kids do you have?
We have three and one on the way.
Three and one on the way. Well, isn't that wonderful? And you'll get them into just about any college their heart desires, assuming that they're smart enough, which I guess we'll find out soon enough. What about yourself? You want to do anything for yourself?
Oh, I'd like to take a trip.
I want to travel. Have kind of a second honeymoon, isn't that charming? Where would you like to go to?
Hawaii.
Well, you can afford to go anywhere. But Hawaii must be very romantic about this time of year. You and your husband can kind of have your second honeymoon and get to know each other a little better and let the kids stay at home with the babysitter with $1 million.
Yeah, we leave the kids at home and go by ourselves.
That's correct. You're not averse to doing a television ad for us, are you? Be on national TV.
Sure, why not?
Well, I'm sure you'd have a lot of fun. Maybe we can have those kids in there, too, huh?
Yeah, the kids would love to be on TV.
It's your lucky day. Let me tell you, I love this job, being able to tell people about their wonderful fortune and how they're going to find out how they're going to spend it.
Huh? My husband was telling the kids.
Oh, about he was telling the kids. Well, that's just wonderful. And I bet you'll want to call up all your cousins and aunts and uncles and people, relatives. But don't tell too many people. You know, they're all going to have their hands out and asking for a little bit of the piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to be careful about that.
That's right. You don't want to let it all go away. Uncle Sam's going to want his percent, too, you know?
Oh, my husband wants to talk to you again.
Oh, okay. This is great.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, well, what do we do to get this now?
Well, we mail it in the mail tomorrow morning. We'll send it right on off to you. The Johnson residence at 855 Kipling.
We don't live at 855 Kipling.
Oh, you don't live at 855? Well, where do you live?
322 Parker Street.
322. No, I got 855 Kipling here. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong Johnsons. I'm terribly sorry. I must have the wrong number here. I was just off by one little column. I hope that's no inconvenience. But thanks a lot for talking to us. It's a guest. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm having a blast here on our A Prell Fool's edition of The Prell Show. And for our big doozer, the final blow to mirthdom and people's sense of insanity. We're going to look under the T's here and see... Oh, wait a minute. My engineer, he's jumping up and down in there. Is something the matter? Am I still on? No, I'm still on, but I'm getting a call. We're not taking calls. Well, it's the lady with the dishes? No, not her. Someone else. He's playing some little game of charades here. Starts with M? I don't know. What? Is it that important? Do I have to take it now on the air? Well, okay, it seems to be really important. I hope it's not, as long as it's not the lady with the dishes. It's not the lady with the dishes. We better check into this, folks. I don't know what the deal is here, but let's see what's going on here. And we'll get on back to our really killer joke here in a second. Hello, Prell Show, you on the air?
Papa.
Uh-huh.
It's number one.
Oh, number one, station manager, folks. I told you it wasn't that lady with the dishes. You don't know how glad I am it's you.
I bet you are, Papa. Well, you won't be for long.
Oh, what are you talking about there?
Well, Papa, I've been hearing quite a good deal about the show tonight. None of it good.
Oh, we're on the air, sir.
I don't think we're on the air for very long.
What are you driving at?
I think it's about time we yanked the plug.
What? You're not talking about canceling my show, are you?
Yeah.
Well, what'd I do?
Well, Papa, I think what you do speaks for itself.
Well, I would hope so, but I mean, I just don't see what's the matter. They can't take a joke or something?
Papa, can you take a joke?
Well, of course I can take a joke.
Good, you're canceled permanently.
What the?
Forever.
This whole station's a joke. Is what the joke is? You're the joke. I can't believe I come in, I put in the best years of my life, giving it to
you're over the hill, Papa.
To the public as a public service, and this is the sort of gratitude I get.
And one more thing.
What's that?
April Fool's.
What are you saying?
April Fool's, Papa.
What are you saying?
You're a fool.
What are you getting at? You saying that this is...
Oh, we're not going to cancel your show, Papa. We love your show.
Oh. I knew that.
And you know what, Papa?
Pulling your leg there.
You know what, Papa? It's about time somebody did this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to beat you to the old hook switch here.
Oh, no, you're not.
You
I got my finger right on the button right here. There you go. Ah! Oh, they... Oh, folks, I knew we were on the air. We are still on the air. We are still on... Of course, this is all planned. You didn't actually think I was falling for that, did you? Nobody would ever want to cancel yours truly. That's about all the time we have for this week. You have an exciting next week. I hope you have a good April Fools. And until next week, this is Papa Prell saying so long till next time again. And God bless. Oh, boy, that was a close one. What did you tell me?